Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Personalize Your Faith with your Personalize Your Faith coach, LaTanya Price. Because of working with LaTanya, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by making positive, effective life changes. With increased self-awareness, trusted knowledge, discovering their spiritual DNA, and a distinctive plan of action, they achieve boldness and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities.
Hello, hello. It's LaTanya Price here once again with another episode of Personalize Your Faith. How is everybody on today? I definitely am excited, really, today. I was able to wake up one more day. I was able to have the activities of my limbs. I was able to see. I was able to walk. I was able to take care of myself on my own. I give God the praise and the glory. Hallelujah. I really, really do. I honestly do. I honestly give him all praise, honor, and glory because I didn't have to make it this far. I didn't have to make it this far, but by his grace and his mercy. Hallelujah. By his grace and his mercy, I'm here. I'm still here. And hopefully, with you all hearing my voice, you can have the same heart of gratitude, knowing that you're able to be here one more day. And so I just thank God for all that he is doing, for what yet he's about to do in this world as a whole. I know sometimes we can look at things and look at the news and look at all the things that are so depressing, that are so negative, and we can just think, Lord, what are you, what is it? What really are you doing? But we have to recognize that he is still yet in control. He has the final say, and we have to honestly just embrace that and accept that fact, that he is still yet in control. So I definitely want to always reiterate all that I am passionate about doing, especially in this season and in for just whatever God allows to evolve for the seasons to come. So as many of you know, I've been helping or striving to definitely help those who are wanting to birth out their story. And so just as a result of working with me, Christian women are more determined and empowered to personalize their faith by fearlessly writing and self-publish their story. With increased technical knowledge, discovering their inner creativity, and developing a powerful plan of action, they experience excitement and confidence to unleash their supernatural abilities for unlimited possibilities as a published author. And so these particular topics, like I said, they overlap so many times when it comes to just different things that we are trying to accomplish. And so I truly pray that they are just not only empowering you who is listening, that may have been praying or thought about birthing a story, but whatever it is God has assigned you to do, hopefully you're gaining that proper encouragement. Just positive encouragement, if nothing else. Just something that's going to uplift you and let you know what? I'm going to press on just a little while longer. I'm going to press on just to see what the end is going to be. I'm going to press on just so I'm able to help somebody else, all right? So today, we are going to talk about a very, I guess, interesting topic because I think some people find that this is sometimes difficult, and it can be. Previously, we've been talking about procrastination and, of course, how that can definitely be, it can be such a good comfort and friend at times, but we don't want to keep allowing it to win. We don't want to keep allowing procrastination to win. We got to have a strategy, right? We got to have a plan to overcome that. So that's what we were talking about before. And so I want to talk about it's time for real transparency. And this is something that I think many of us sometimes have difficulties with because being transparent, yes, it's letting down that guard, is letting down that wall, it's letting down a shield, if you will, to a certain extent. You are literally putting yourself out there for display, basically, in most generic terms. You don't want to think of it that way, but really, it is. You're just kind of putting yourself out there on display, and you're not doing it for, and what I want to be kind of encouraging about today is not so much you're getting it for negative attention or the incorrect attention or trying to divert all the attention to yourself. It's not to try to gain sympathy from those, trying to play victim all the time. It's not about that. But when we come to a point where it's time to fulfill the assignments that God has assigned us, it's going to get uncomfortable. And one of the big things about being uncomfortable is being exposed. And so many times we just think, okay, well, I can still be able to impact and change lives and do all this and help people without having to be completely transparent at moments. And I'm not saying completely transparent with everybody or with the entire world. What I am saying is there is a level of transparency that you really have to have. When we really think about the ministry of Jesus Christ, his most transparent moments was when he was on that cross. We have to think this man was beaten to the point where he was not even recognized. He was stripped of his clothes. He was there, just totally exposed. And I know many of us can say, "Whoo, I can never endure crucifixion," which nowadays I can agree with you. I could not either. But that's what it was. It was just total. Jesus was totally vulnerable, transparent, totally just exposed out there. But he did it because of the mission, of the assignment. Did he, could he have gotten down? Absolutely. But if he had, the fulfillment of the assignment would have gone undone. And that's something that was impossible because God had to make sure that what his word said had to come true because he's not a man that should lie. So obviously he was exposed. So what makes us think that some of our most powerful moments in helping somebody change their life or transform their life, or even in our own transformation, because you have to think he had a transformation after that. He had a whole transfiguration, in fact, after several days. So we have to understand that sometimes being transparent, being vulnerable, being exposed is the key to the next level of our transformation, of where we need to be in God. So we have to think about that. So it's time to be real transparent. It really is. We shouldn't hide for the wrong reasons. I know a lot of times we hide because of other people's opinions. We hide due to past standards or stereotypes, if you will. We hide because, like I said, when it comes to other people's opinion and these stereotypes and these standards, many times it's from this standpoint of feeling guilty or ashamed or like because you've gone through something or because you've had to endure something or you've had to really face a trial or a tribulation, all of a sudden you're it's almost like you're condemned and there's no hope for you. And that's a lie. That's a trick of the enemy. The trick of the enemy is to kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't want to see you grow. He doesn't want to see you prosper. He doesn't want to see you joyful. He doesn't want to see you healthy. He doesn't want to see you in any particular promised state of God. He doesn't want to see that. And so when we hide our testimonies or our trials of victory or our stories of triumph, when we hide that because of somebody's opinion, because of stereotypes, let me say this. I'm going to just say this like this. We have to get delivered from people. And it's easier said than done because, honestly, we need each other. And that's the oxymoron of it a little bit. That's the imbalance, if you will. We need each other because, you know, we helping one another. But in the same retrospect, we're so quick to give an opinion about someone where it ends up causing them not to really get delivered or to get set free because of the opinion that we have. And our opinions, our others' opinions, have no validity. Because honestly, the truth be told, the bottom line is they are striving to do better. They're striving to do better. They're striving to do better. And so we can't allow stereotypes. We can't allow past standards. And a lot of times we get this in the Christian community, unfortunately. We have different man-made standards of what is really considered holy, what's considered, I would say holy, what's considered being a Christian, what's considered being a real person of God or having the anointing or all this different stuff. We made all these different man-made rules that convoluted the truth. Because the truth be told, we all possess a power that God has endowed each of us with. And that set of power or that power that's in us is oftentimes ignited or released because of a tribulation. It's a pressing that happens or the process that happens that we have to go through in order for another level of power, another level of anointing, another level of praise, another level of worship, all of that, another level of faith, all of those different things. Because there is no limit to God. So every pressing, every tribulation, every test, every trial, every storm, whatever you want to label it, it's meant to be a pressing. And it's meant to be shared. You might not share with the entire world, but it's meant to be shared. So it's time to be real transparent. Now, we should expose for the right reasons. I think I mentioned this just a few minutes ago about, you know, we don't necessarily want it for the wrong attention. We don't want to try to be, oh, woe is me. That's not what this is about. You know, you want to do it for the right reasons. Jesus didn't get on the cross to have everybody just be all woe with me. That's not what he meant to do. Yes, did people cry? Absolutely. I would have been boo-hooing myself. I'm just being honest. I'll be boo-hooing myself. Seeing a man die up on a cross, beaten, mistreated, spit on, disrespected. Yeah. And so, I mean, but he didn't do it to gain that kind of attention. That's not what he was really doing. And so when we think about our assignments, we have to understand that, you know, at times, you know, we have to be mindful that it's for God's glory, number one. That's for his glory, period. It's for his glory, number one. But then we don't want to do it in such a way that it spins it to where all of a sudden we're trying to look like we're better than somebody. You know, somebody might tell you, you know, hey, I broke my leg the other week. Well, you know, I broke my neck. My neck was feeling bad. So, you know, I went to the doctor, got an x-ray. You know, I got a broken vertebrae. Then, you know, they told me I have to have surgery. Then, you know, that you this no competition on what you're going through. If one person is telling you about their tribulations, but then you chime in with six or seven more that you've been through, come on now. It wasn't really meant for that purpose. You know, maybe that person was really there to, they're saying this to you because they're like, hey, can you pray for me? Can you just keep me encouraged? Can you uplift me? But then you go into a spill of six or seven more, and that really isn't the purpose. That really isn't the purpose. So we have to understand that it's not about trying to outdo somebody, or it's not about trying to, you know, look like you are more qualified, if you will, to be this stronger in faith kind of person or nothing like that. That's not what this is about. You know, it's not to make the you know, how we kind of put the S on our chest, if you will. It's not to make the S on our chest bigger. That's not what this purpose is for. Being transparent, that is. That's not the purpose of that. So let's keep that in mind. Let's make sure we're doing it all for the right reason. And then really, being transparent really is a good way of hiding in God. And what I simply mean by that is the fact that you are admitting to the fact you're not perfect. You don't have it all together. Admitting the fact that you get angry. Admitting the fact that, yes, I do not feel well sometimes. Admitting the fact that, yes, the test did come back positive. Admitting the fact that, you know, I don't understand what I feel 100% of the time. Admitting the fact that there are some mental things that come through my mind, and yes, that makes me unstable. And so I have to go get counseling, or I have to, you know, be on a certain medication, or because of my positive test, I have to take a medicine every single day, or I have to, you know, do this or do that, and be constantly reminded every single day that I have a condition. But guess what? Because you admitted that, and yes, you're going to have those people that's going to be like, oh, I'm so sorry. They're going to really have sympathy on you. You can't stop that. You're going to have those who are going to have all kinds of opinions that's going to be negative. You can't stop that. But guess what? Because you revealed, as a Christian, I yet suffer, that lets people know, but they still believe in God. I thought God was supposed to be this perfect being. He's not supposed to let nothing happen to his children. Not quite. But yet they're able to be joyful. And see, that's the thing. And that's how we hide in God. When we be transparent and we let people know we're not perfect and we do go through things. Because then once we're hidden in God, then people can see God. And that's how his glory is magnified. So many times, yes, do we see so many news stories about people getting hurt, people getting shot, people getting killed, tortured, all kinds of things. We see it, we read it, we hear about it all the time. But yet, somehow, when you look at certain stories, something positive, if you really look for it, does come out of most of these stories. Some type of awareness foundation is created. Some type of movement, positive movement is created. Some type of just a change for the better is done. And so that's what God is looking for us to do. That's why he wants us to recognize that sometimes the tests and the trials and the tribulations really, really are meant to not be hidden, because he needs for people to understand I'm not some genie in a bottle. I'm not just a guy that you come to me when you're in trouble. I'm not just a guy for everything is going good. I'm not just that kind of God. I'm God of everything. I'm a God of war. I'm a God of love. I'm a God of protection. I'm a God of healing. I'm a God of just an array of different things. He's the God of the world. He is still yet in control, despite what he allows to happen, the bad and the evil. And that's what we have to keep in mind. And so that's why I've been very adamant when it comes to Revelation 12 and 11. That's like the foundational scripture of the self-publishing coaching business that I'm doing. Because I really do believe we need more authentic stories. We need more authentic stories where it's going to leave a legacy for the future generations to come. It's easy for us to, kind of look back and we see the history books and what they teach in school, as far as in history class, and it's fine, but there's another level, there's another story that needs to be told, and those are the stories that needs to come forth, and so that's what I want to help people with. I want to help those stories to come forth, and so to just summarize real quick, it's time for real transparency. It's been a common phrase that's going around, being authentic, And I think most people have kind of taken that to a whole other level, unfortunately, in a bad way. And then some people have genuinely used it for positive reasons. But even in that authenticity, it requires being transparent. It requires not hiding for the wrong reasons and not being exposed for personal glory or trying to gain the whole, oh, woe is me, or playing the victim role 24/7. That's not what it's meant to be. And then being able to really hide in God. I mean, it's pretty much like when we do worship God, because when we worship him, we go into worship because we're trying to be intimate with God. And that intimacy is a level of exposure. And so, yes, God knows everything. But when we get to a level of transparency in him, there is such a place of hiding and peace and rest. And I only say that because I've experienced it for myself. One of the key chapters in my first book was entitled, Can I Trust God Again? Because the stillbirth of our daughter shook the very foundation of our faith. I really did not understand trusting God at that point. I thought I did. I thought I understood where my faith was. I thought I understood it all. I did. But I was wrong. And so because of that, I was like, okay, what am I going to do? And it took me being real with God and being real transparent in order for me to find my hiding place in him and to find the peace and to find the strength, and to find my new level of faith, and to find my new level of anointing, and to find my new level of healing, all those different things. But it took me being transparent, because I told God, I'm not happy with you taking my daughter. I don't understand why you did it. I went through a whole 9 months I was at 38 and a half weeks. Really? I couldn't understand it. I couldn't fathom it. She was due the next week. The due date was the next week, less than 7 days. And I couldn't understand it. I couldn't grasp it. I just couldn't. But it took me being transparent. It took me telling God, I don't agree with your will. I wasn't upset with him. I never disrespected him. I still acknowledged him as God because he's a higher being. I can't control him. I did let him know I was not happy with his decision. I wasn't. I'd be fooling myself. I probably would have lost my mind trying to say, oh, I was happy, sure. Yeah. I'd be fooling myself. Had I, especially at that initial point, been like, oh, yes. You know, God, you know, he's perfect. His will is perfect. I wasn't saying that. I'm not going to lie. I was not saying that because I didn't understand it. I didn't. And I had to, and I told God, you are only the only one that's going to help me through this because I don't get it. For this to be your will, and I don't understand it, but the one thing I do know, you are going to be the only one that's going to help me through this. And he did. He did just that. It took time, but it did. But it took a season of hiding in him. And I learned that being that transparent allowed me to hide in him. Because you see, more and more people, how can I put this? More and more people were able to understand when I was transparent. And they were able to be empowered and encouraged because of the transparency. And it was easier for me to hide that way. So many times we hide because of shame, guilt, opinions of others, stereotypes, and everything else. But in the same token, if we know what the word of God says, and that he'll shield us and he'll protect us, that we shouldn't doubt that when we're honest with him, he'll definitely do the rest, and he will help others through our story and through our transparency. And so, how do you connect with me? Connect with me on my website, www.latanyaprice.com. Check it out. Connect me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Check out latest workshops that are coming up, books that are coming out. Stay tuned. There's a lot coming up, so stay tuned for all of that. And so I just want to wrap up with a word of prayer. God, we come to you once again to tell you thank you. God, I ask that you will help us. Help us all to learn what it is to be really transparent for your glory. So that way, when we hide in you, people see you more. They'll see that despite the trials, despite the scars, despite the diagnosis, despite everything else, you are still God. And you deserve all praise, all honor, all glory. And we'll continue to give you praise. God, I plead the blood of Jesus over every listener. Protect them now. Heal them, guide them in a mighty way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Until next time, have a blessed rest of the week. Bye.